Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, let's give you the answer to what item you can bid on to be with Howie Roseman, part of the Eagles Radiothon. And it is lunch with two-time Super Bowl general manager Howie Roseman and a tour of the NovaCare Complex. So tour of the NovaCare Complex, that's like the little add-on. That's like the dessert. But you get to hang with Howie, obviously what'll be a great lunch, and talk to him about the football season and his career and the twists and turns through all these years of Eagles football. So much to talk to Howie about if you bid for that, which currently is at $4,000 at EaglesRadiothon.com. And our chance right now to talk to the two-time Super Bowl winning general manager of the Eagles, Howie Roseman. Howie, good morning to you.
Good morning. You know, Bob Lang, our crack PR guy, just told me that we're at $7,200.
Ooh.
And I think last year we went for $30,000. I mean, we just won the Super Bowl. We got to get more for EAC going on here. And you know what? Just to get it going a little bit, you know, because I got someone to report to, Ryan Hammond, who is unbelievable energy. She does an unbelievable job for EAC. Yeah. I'm going to add in two tickets here to a home game against Giants or Washington. You know, we're pretty close to Dallas, so I can't do that. So two tickets.
Wow.
There, and if we can get it back to a level consistent with what we had last year, also an opportunity to come to training camp next summer.
Oh, man.
Really, like, I'm competitive here right now. I'm a little disappointed. First of all, I'm disappointed that you gave the wrong number. I mean, fact check.
Yeah,
you
bad know, job by me.
Fake news right there. And then, you know, last year we were coming off a playoff loss. We got it at that level. I mean, we're world champs again, you know? Come on. We got to get going here, Philadelphia.
You're not wrong. By the way, Howie, let me say, because it's the first time talking to you since then, congratulations on the world championship. I know to a large extent you guys have turned the page, but we would be absurdly remiss if we didn't say congrats. So, you know.
The only way I'll talk about it is if it gets us more money for EAC.
Fair enough.
Otherwise, we've turned the page.
Fair enough. All right, so $7,200 for... this item, which is to lunch with Howie, tour the NovaCare, two tickets to either a Giants or Washington.
No. The two tickets aren't at the $7,200 level. The two tickets have to be and the next year training camp, if we get consistent with what we've had in the past for this item.
Like that, he's setting a goal here.
We're not having someone come in at $7,300 take this level. You know, that's not right. You know, that won't be right to the people. The four people last year who paid $30,000 apiece.
Wow. All right. Fair enough. People. So you've put the gauntlet down and it is understood. Okay. Howie, let's talk some football.
Let's do it.
7 years ago, the team was average-ish. for good portions of the regular season after winning the title. It was complicated. Carson, the injury, the whole deal, a lot of other injuries. But were there lessons that you felt the organization learned that you can apply to this year?
Well, the best part, the most exciting part of my job besides the games, and we're a week away from our game next Thursday night. Can't wait for that and home opener against Dallas. But I think that if you're not continuing to learn and get better, you know, and I feel like, man, every day I learn something, I get better. And so if you're not looking at the lessons from 2018, you're really doing a disservice, you know, to this football team, you know, our fans, our ownership, you know, our players. So, you know, for me, there are a lot of lessons to learn. And when you win the first championship in the history of this team, you go, man, I owe that guy. I owe that guy something. And so I kind of changed, you know, a little bit of my philosophy after this year in the off season. And it was, how can we give ourselves a chance, not just this year, but going forward? And that doesn't mean we're not going to put our best foot forward this year to do whatever it takes. But we can also balance that with giving ourselves a chance in this window where we have a ton of core guys that are in the prime of their careers. That's not just this year or bust, and to balance both those things. And it's hard. It's hard to do it, but we're going to continue to try to do that.
How does it feel, Howie, starting the season as the standard that others try to emulate?
You know, I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about that. I think about the standard that we're trying to raise our level to. Internally, we understand that for us to be the best at the end of the year, all of us have to have our best year. You know, that starts with me, Nick, and it really is throughout the organization. And, you know, I think one of the things that is really important to us is that obviously we have great people on the field, but also the great people off the field helping those players, you know, helping the players develop, helping them get better at skill set, helping them make sure that they don't have to worry about a lot of things, you know, off the field, that we're going to support them and help them grow, you know, as athletes and people. And I don't just say that. I really mean that, you know, and I think that that's really our goal, that every day we're doing whatever's possible to be the best we can be. And that where we are today, we're going to continue to grow and hopefully be playing our best football in December and January, you know, like we did last year, which was a great example. Because, John, you know this, it's going to be a situation, we're going to have adversity. We're going to have adversity during the course of this year. You know, something's going to happen over a couple-week period that's not going to look too good. And, you know, how are we going to rebound from that? How are we going to rally around that and move forward in a way that lets us play our best at the right time?
Jalen,
I wouldn't mind playing our best week one and keep going the whole season, and
that would
happening.
Be spectacular.
But you know, the odds are that that's probably not going to be the reality.
We're excited about Kevin Petullo and his relationship with Jalen. How well have they meshed as offensive coordinator and quarterback, and how does it compare to last year at this time with Jalen and Kellen Moore, that Super Bowl winning combination?
Well, I'd say you hit it right on the head. Obviously, Kevin and Jalen have known each other really since Kevin's been here and had a relationship, which is really important. You know, I don't want to diminish the job that Kellen did as our offense coordinator, won a world championship with him as our offense coordinator. But Kevin's really been prepared for this. I mean, he is a heck of a coach. He's got great energy. I'm just excited for his opportunity. He's earned it. That's one of the other things I've stopped saying. You know, I used to say deserved it. You know, now I'm saying earn it.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. The guy from the
Nobody
paper.
Deserves anything.
Well, you remember, Howie. You're old enough to remember
the guy
from the paper chase guy used to say that.
Do you know what that's from?
The paper chase guy.
I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. Could someone go look at
that? John Houseman or whatever. You earned it.
I think it's from Home Alone. When he's in the house alone and watching that black and white movie.
Oh,
and the guy starts shooting, and he goes, "Deserves ain't got anything to do with it."
You're right. I was right about that. Yeah.
All right, I like
You're
it.
Right.
I like it a lot. Howie, interesting. We found out that you were part of the, along with Nick, the telling to Darius Cooper that he had made the team. Obviously, he was a long shot, and he made it. How special was it for you to be part of that and observe his reaction to being told that he had made the NFL, he had made the Philadelphia Eagles team?
I got breaking news. Bob Lang just gave me an update. Deserves got nothing to do with it. I was using it from Home Alone. It's from Unforgiven, which is one of my favorite movies, too. I just forgot about it. Breaking news. Well, Bob Lang.
So that would be Clint, and he and maybe he said it to Bill
Gene
or
Hackman,
Gene
maybe?
Hackman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great movie.
He probably said it all. Awesome.
Anyway, sorry about that.
So Darius Cooper,
trying to distract me. He was trying to distract me, but I'm easily distracted, I guess. So I think when you're talking about Monday and Tuesday, you know, you're really starting the season by letting go 37 guys that you bring in here because you like them as players, you like them as people, and then you got to basically tell them bad news. And from my perspective, from Nick's perspective, that's the worst part of the job. And so we were doing this one after another. You know, it gets emotional. You know, it really just it's not a great day for us. And and I turned to Nick and I said, you know, let's
whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Let's give someone good news, you know, for a change. And I know he was waiting for that news, and so we brought him in. And, you know, Tarleton State guy who probably had no idea why I was calling him in. I'm not even sure he knew that there was a possibility he was going to get cut by the time I brought him in. And we just asked him, hey, you know why you're in here? And he's like, just to talk to you two guys. but, you know, just – first of all, you know, he's sitting in my office, and you look at him, and sometimes, you know, because you see him, you know, he's in pads, you know, you see him at practice, and you just, this guy's lower body, man. I mean, it is so strong and so powerful, and you just look and go, man, what can this guy do if we really develop him and the skill set? And so he's sitting there, and that's what I'm thinking, like a psychopath. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, what this guy can be in 2 years if we develop him. But just seeing how grateful he was about the opportunity in front of him. And that's what it is. You know, again, like nobody's on scholarship here. And we tell our young players that they got to keep earning it throughout the course of the season, that there'll be opportunities for us to keep evaluating guys and see if there's a way to get better, because that's really the job here. You know, we got to keep looking for ways to get better. That job doesn't end just because we did cuts, and, you know, we're going to do that. We're going to do that every day, every day. Every night I go to bed thinking about it. Every morning I wake up thinking about it. You know, can we improve?
You must be really proud of that personnel success. I mean, diamond in the rough and Darius Cooper. Howie, a lot of people
He's got to go play well in real games now.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. No doubt about it.
Nothing has been proven yet.
Many are worried about the, you know, risk reward of putting Cooper DeJean back to return punts. Could you talk about that decision making process, the risk and reward to figuring out the best man to sit back there?
Yeah, I mean, we've had this before in Philadelphia when Deshaun was here, you know, and I think that we'll just kind of see what happens here when we open up next week. When you talk about Coop, you know, I say this, and now I'm biased. You know, I'm biased to all our guys because I love our guys, but I think he may be one of the top three punt returners in the history of college football. Jeez. And then you saw what he could do. Yeah, I know. Power statement. But then you saw what he could do last year in that role. I mean, you know what a difference he can make in that. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, we have other guys too, you know, who can do that and we think can do it at a high level. And so, you know, we'll just keep everyone guessing here. We don't want to give any advantage to the team that's coming into play next week.
Yeah, it makes sense. Nick is certainly of that mindset as well. All right, Howie, a couple final things here. Howie Roseman, Joe and Hugh coming up in about 5 minutes. Howie, you're 50 years old. There are times in people's lives where sometimes...
Why?
Because we're going to talk about Theo Epstein. Uh-huh. There are times in people's lives they've accomplished a lot and they're interested in a new challenge. Do you think about that at times, or do you think you're going to hitch your wagon and continue to do this as you could with your age for another 15 to 20 years?
Theo's my friend. He's my buddy. What a great guy. And you know what? Here's a little secret. His sons love the Eagles. But I would say this. Unfortunately for all of you guys, I love what I do more today than I did yesterday. I have a tremendous passion for it. I think I'm more competitive than I've ever been. So, you know, obviously, that's not my decision whether I stay here or not, but I will tell you, I can't imagine doing anything other than trying to build football teams and doing it with people I care about, you know, so that's not even close, to my thought process. Again, we haven't lost a game, so maybe catch me on a Monday.
No, that's music to a lot of people's ears. Nick, I've got two complaints about the Super Bowl. Howie, I got two complaints about the Super Bowl victories. And it's only in Philadelphia because you have complaints about a Super Bowl victory. But I'm going to give you two, both Super Bowls. Number one, the head coach should be lifted up and carried to midfield. So if you guys win it again, please tell the big lineman to carry Nick to midfield. Doug should have had that honor. Nick should have.
I have the vision when I was a kid of watching the Bears lift up Mike Ditka.
Correct. So, okay.
And Parcells.
That was awesome.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think the last guy was Holmgren in 96, I think, and it's a great tradition that should still be going on. Number two.
I think Coach Reed helped with Holmgren.
Yeah. Right. All right, number two. And Howie, this ties directly into you. And I've been complaining about this for 8 years. The general manager should be interviewed as part of the on-field ceremony after you win the Super Bowl. And if you guys do it again this upcoming season, I hope for the first time in your career you get that honor. To go from owner to coach to MVP is great, but it's not enough. GM should be in there. You built the team. You should get that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Unfortunately for me, they decided instead to have me speak at the Rocky Steps at the Art Museum. And, you know, I'll forever have a hole in my head with all the pictures from that moment. So, you know, my request the next time would be, let's not throw beers at our players and staff. Please. Let's drink them. Drink them. A lot of them. But please don't throw them at
Good stuff. Hey, Howie.
I appreciate you guys.
For sure. Reminder to everyone listening, $7,200 for Howie, the bid right now to have lunch with him and a tour of the NovaCare Complex and possibly tickets to the Giants and Washington, one of those games. Howie, stay well. Good luck in the upcoming season. Howie, good luck to you.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, there he is, Howie Roseman.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.